brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. We've got a lot of other world news, and I'm going to cover it. We're going to go over this hour, but I also want to take your calls on the Iran situation, on Ron Paul's turbocharging, and a strong second in New Hampshire. He's in first or second in Nevada and other juicy states. Santorum and his bloodlust for World War III is probably the leader down in Florida, so Paul is not going to be contesting that state, obviously, and wasting people's money. But again, now is the time to be supporting our omnibudsman, our elder statesman, Ron Paul. Now is the time to get behind him like never before. I want to open the phones up on any of the issues I've mentioned or any issues you want to get into. We've also got the footage and audio coming up of the police officer just absolutely Mike Tyson punching a special needs mentally challenged woman. So it's very manly, though. I get upset by this video because it's so manly to beat up a retarded person. That it's so manly that I'm feeling weak right now. I'm feeling pathetic right now. I wish I was man enough to do this. And I'm intimidated by it. It makes you feel small to see this type of manhood in action. This is what it's all about. This is what America's all about. In fact, maybe the American flag shouldn't be a sheep sticking its head in the ground, the ostrich sheep, the ostrich sheeple. Maybe it should be like an old lady or like a mentally retarded child with a cop beating their head in. That because that's freedom. After all, she angered his ego. She called him the big man. And they show her. Oh, big, you can call me big man, huh? Call me big shot? Show you big shot. And then the cop, he's not done there. I know he. There's somebody on the bus, back 15 feet away, videotaping it. Ooh, you don't do that in America. You don't do that in America, buddy boy. So they are trying to convert the police over into a bunch of really shameful people. I know most police still aren't like this, but a lot of them are. And it's shameful. I just don't feel tough hitting a woman. And I really don't feel tough with a badge and a gun and quote authority cold cocking somebody because they said something to me I didn't like. It's like something a 10-year-old would do. You know, I had quite a few girlfriends. And I've got a theory about women. One of the crew members actually has this theory. I think it's true. Half of the women out there are 50% crazy, and the other half are completely crazy. But, you know, men are crazy as well. I have a theory about men. Half the men out there are 50% crazy, and the other half are 100% crazy. So women can't live with them, can't live without them. But I have had many girlfriends over the years who would get in an argument with you, and if you wouldn't argue with them, they'd start hitting you or clawing you or whatever. And I never really even had, like if a man did it, it's like an automatic challenge, and you beat the daylights out of them. But a woman does it, it's more like a flailing, like you've got like a, and it's almost laughable. And they can really get mad when you start laughing at them. But I have, you know, held down girlfriends and stuff like that when they're clawing at you and stuff. And then they always get real mad. Oh, now you're attacking me. I'm like, no, I'm keeping you from doing something to me. The point is, this woman didn't do any of that. She just simply got in his face, saying stuff to him, and so he punches her, full power, and then goes after somebody's First Amendment to videotape him. So that's coming up. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're 8 minutes into hour number two. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, you found it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a talk radio like no other. We simulcast the entire three-hour radio show every day in live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv for subscribers. We're also offering a system right now where you can watch portions of the show live at InfoWars.com. There's a big icon saying watch now. We're attempting to secure more server farms and bandwidth to offer the entire daytime radio slash TV show for free. For everybody, video-wise, the audio is obviously free, but we're looking at budgetary issues and things. Be able to offer that soon. Right now, it kicks you off after about 20 minutes. The free audio stream is there. But that's not the reason that we're unlike other media. Yeah, I crawled up from nowhere, built my own system. That's different. I talk about real issues. I'm shattering the left-right paradigm. The distractions and diversions that are put out there to blind us from the real world. Our planet has been captured by 6 megabanks that control the central banks of almost every nation in the world. The ultra-rich actually control the money. They're not trying to make money. They literally make the money. And so they always want to get your country, your individual, your company, your town in debt. And because the engine of free market is so powerful, they've never been able to do that, even with wars, to a true servitude level. So now they've just put all their politicians in place and had them sign on to the 1,500 conservative trillion. That's 1,500 trillion with a capital T and now have signed the world onto it. The world's waking up, so they want to start a big war as another distraction for that. As they say, war is the health of the state, grows the state throughout history. And so the state itself, piloted and hijacked by miscreant New World Order acolytes, is taking us into a very, very dark waters indeed. I want to take your phone calls in this hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I do see Rocco, Ronnie, Don, Gary, Rob, and many others that are holding. We'll be getting to all of you today. But first off, I want to hit some more Ron Paul news. Again, obviously, he came in a strong second in New Hampshire, despite the fact that many zombies, it appears, did vote for Lord Romney. Because the media told him this is the only one that can win the Republican nomination. And they had all these talking parrots regurgitating and repeating ad nauseum. Not that Polly wanted to crack her, but that Ron Paul couldn't win, would never win. It's impossible. He's pathetic. He's dangerous. He's this. He's that. He wants you to die in a nuclear war. Same thing they used against one of his idols, Barry Goldwater, who fought the globalists and exposed the Trilateral Commission and CFR. In fact, guys, will you print me Barry Goldwater quote on Trilateral Commission? It's the longer one about how they're taking over the country. And when I read this quote, you'll know how accurate it is. And here we are 40 years later. When he was running against LBJ, because he on an anti-war candidacy, by the way, but from a conservative, true conservative position and nationalist position, they ran ads showing a little girl standing there with a flower, and then a hydrogen bomb goes off and kills her. And it's like, don't vote for Goldwater. He wants to kill your baby. But despite them throwing everything they've got against Ron Paul, he is in first or second in almost every state. And he's gaining momentum. And if the world, if so-called conservatives, if people just snap their fingers and go, hey, wake up, wake up. Mitt Romney wrote Obamacare, the Massachusetts law that he wrote it. Mitt Romney's for abortion, open borders, gun control, and a bunch of other carbon taxes. I mean, he is the white Obama. Meet the white Obama. Meet the white Obama. I mean, look, that's just like I told people, why are you bashing Obama in the 2008 election? You Republicans, you love George Bush. You should love Obama. Banker bailouts, takeovers, everything. Just different rhetoric. Hiring lobbyists, all of it. What they do is the same. The rhetoric's different. Mitt Romney with a little Ken doll face goes, I'll overturn Roe v. Wade. I mean, he's a liar. At least Obama tells you the truth. Yeah, this is the shorter version of the quote. This is from his book with No Apologies. In fact, will you guys get me the thank you for this one, but the larger one from No Apologies. Add that. I actually have that book around here somewhere. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political governments of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. Clergy response teams, anyone? It's a global standardized system. And it doesn't give this Liberty Tree quotes where this was said, but this is an excise piece. Yeah, it is. The book, No Apologies. Barry Goldwater. You know that Jewish guy Ron Paul supported for president because Ron Paul's so anti-Semitic. Makes my head spin sometimes. Let's get into some of the other Ron Paul news. He has said that it's time for the other candidates to drop out. I mean, some of them got 3 or 4 or 5 points. It is time for them to drop out. Because all those other groups that are going to stay in there, that's mainly folks that will not vote for a Mormon. No matter how you slice it, I'm not getting into Baptist or Mormon or Catholic bashing, okay? If you love God, you love life, you don't like corruption, I like you. You know, it's all the sectarianism that causes all the fighting. I'm not going to get into judgments here and turn this into, you know, beat my chest religiously and, you know, follow what I believe. I have a personal relationship with my Creator. I can feel it. I know it. I've experienced it. And you know what? I don't really find that in these churches. I don't get a good vibe in them, so that's why I'm not in them. Pharisees came to Christ and they said, why don't you come to temple? Why don't you get up there on the hill with us and pray? And he said, oh, I do that in private, in my closet. You guys get up there and tell everybody how good you are all day up there. But the issue here is that Mitt Romney, depending on how you slice it, will probably lose to Obama. He's a former big globalist, hedge fund person, all of it. And it, in a way, it doesn't even matter because you get him in there. Now they'll get three or four more years before people figure out, hey, this guy's the same as Obama was. Remember all those poor Obama bots?
Obama, Obama, Obama.
Braying little Obama bot sheep, little Obama sheeple. Oh, thank you, President. I'm going to get a free car and a free house, and all my problems are solved. You're going to take the money from the rich people. There's only $2 trillion in domestic wealth that's left here. I mean, there's globalists that control tens of trillions apiece on record. They're all offshore and exempt from taxes on record. But let's say you took the $2 trillion. Oh, what's that going to do for the $15 trillion deficit or the GDP that's $15 trillion? Now the debt's greater than the entire GDP yearly. But you can't explain that to someone who is poor, who is into the entitlement society. Somebody who's poor, trying to put themselves through night school while working two jobs, they understand it. And if we keep a free market, they're going to expand the middle class. We could all be middle class. We could all be wealthy. Our poorest people are wealthy compared to people 2,000, 3,000 years ago. There's unlimited potential, but through an incredible free market-driven, liberty-based market, there's so much wealth that it's a disruptive technology, is what the globalists call it, and it will unseat their monopolies. And technology will accelerate so fast, and humans will get life extension, and then our population will become so giant that they'll build cities up and down instead of out. We will colonize space, and it's over. And the globalists just don't like that. They romanticize a post-industrial. They're going to have high-tech reservations they go to for new bodies and new tech. And the rest of us will be in loincloths, very small numbers, basically of like aborigines that they keep in certain greenbelt sectors to study primitive humans. And then they will split off into their new species. Now, again, when the New York Times and CBS News attack me for this and say, I believe this. No, I don't believe this. I give the quotes in my films and here on air. This is what they're setting up. This is a future without us. This is a future that doesn't need us. The elites have decided we've got robots, we've got drones, we don't want you anymore. And the ultimate exercise of power, the big gleaming switch that ensures that they get what they want, at least to one level, is to release the super bioweapons and kill the majority of the people. And they'll go into their armored redoubts and the military will all be happy to be there. You know, the select military and COG, and then emerge after it and be given the cure and the antidote and then be integrated into the new future. And I'm telling you, they're planning this. So you talk about doomsday, folks. This is going to be bad. And you could say, well, okay, we've seen the globalists talk about this and set it up. We see the architecture going in that way. You know, the whole global societal infrastructure, architecture, but will they really do it? I don't know. I mean, I know they're already playing with us like a cat plays with a mouse for 20 minutes before it eats it. We got blood coming out our eye. We're scratched. Our back legs are broken. The cat's playing with us. It's dumping heavy metals into the food and water. All these other poisons, deadly vaccines, all the degenerative diseases exploding, cancer. And I'm like, I don't know. They've sure done a lot of other horrible stuff, though. I mean, here's CBS News where they're shooting kids up with live polio. Here's another one killing newborn babies with these shots. I mean, I don't know. They say they're going to do it. They've always done everything they say they're going to do. The cops are like, we want to beat some old ladies up right now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
So it's time for the other candidates to step down like Michelle Bachmann did. They're not going to win. It's between Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. The only person challenging Mitt Romney is Ron Paul. Now, the prostitute media is doing something that's illogical if you think logically, but may work on some sheeple. They're doing a couple things. They're saying everybody should stay in because it's still an open race, but Ron Paul can't win and should drop out because there's no way he'll ever be the nominee. No, he's in second place, undisputed across the country. Him in second place in New Hampshire. third place, and there was a lot of chicanery, probably one in Iowa. That's even come out in the local papers that, oh, yeah, Karl Rove reported, you know, the people didn't show up with the votes. We just decided Santorum, you know, went up 6 points or whatever. And so Ron Paul's out there saying, no, it's time for all of you to drop out. And all those other folks are anti-Romney. They're going to go to Paul, and he's going to have more points than Romney. If you break down the numbers. And in different polls, he beats Obama by more points than Mitt Romney does. And I don't trust Mitt Romney as far as I could throw him. I mean, he is a globalist who is for the socialist health care, for all the rest of the garbage. Now he'll tell you what you want to hear. But, I mean, haven't you been conned before? I mean, the idiots that said that he, you know, that Obama was like Jesus, remember that? And he was going to save us, and he was the one. And Pepsi got behind it. I mean, haven't you learned, people, that all this hype is just that hype? It's hot air. Here's Ron Paul talking about nipping on Mitty's heels. Here it is.
I called Governor Romney a short while ago before he gave his talk and congratulate him because he certainly had a clear-cut victory, but we're nibbling at his heels. But there was another victory tonight. He had a victory, but we have had a victory for the cause of liberty tonight.
Yes. That's right.
There is no doubt, that this whole effort that we are involved in will not go unnoticed. Let me tell you.
You only lose when you don't get in the game. You only lose when you give up. Don't you get it? Everybody's learning about the New World Order and torture and wars and the Federal Reserve. This is, I mean, if the Bilderberg Group in 2006 was pulling their hair out about the Liberty Movement growing, the militia movement, the Patriot Movement, Ron Paul was just mentioned in there as one of the main constellation points. Now, it's just, it's surging, it's growing. If you look at the exponential growth curve, it's just stratospheric. And we've all got a responsibility, those of us that represent liberty and freedom and dignity and the republic. We really carry with us the remnant of what made America great. We carry with us really the republic's family jewels. We were the example to live by for freedom worldwide. America was admired. We were the good guys. We weren't perfect, but compared to everybody else, we were the good guys. We were the excellers. We had the highest test scores. We had the toughest men. We had the most inventors. We were the people that never gave up. We were the ornery folks that didn't put up with government tyranny and didn't get bossed around by bureaucracy everywhere else where humanity was bent over under the whip of bureaucrats and paramilitary police. We were the people that were willing to go to the end, were willing to die. That iconic image worldwide. And now look at us. We were taken over. We were fed poison, cultural and physical poison. We were beguiled. But now the giant is poisoned and sick, but still incredibly powerful. And any time it wants to, it can break the trance and stand. And the giant's now awake at the edge of the bed in an incredible hangover. Little globalist demons crawling all over it, trying to suck the blood out of it. But just the fact that it's woken up, the heart's beating, the strength is reviving it. And we are there breathing life into it. And worldwide, people see Ron Paul. They see the Liberty Movement. They see the common sense. They see the goodness. And there's Ron Paul-type movements all over the world to rediscover true freedom. This is a revolution of ideas. And ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. The New World Order asked us to kneel and be their slaves. All Ron Paul is asking, and all I'm asking, is that you stand. Is that cruel? We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation is satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less bite, a little more spark. And hold your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me.
All right, well, there's pure Americana, Elvis. But nowadays, Americana is evil, so I guess Elvis is with Al-Qaeda. I guess all of us are, except for the folks that actually run Al-Qaeda up there at the Pentagon. Now, here are some of the quotes out of Barry Goldwater's book, and then I'll go to your calls. Here's a... page 284 of No Apologies. The Trilateral Commission, I already read this earlier, but I'll get to the new ones. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. All this is to be done in the interest of creating a more peaceful, more productive world community. Throughout my public life and in these pages, I have refrained from judging other men's motives. I have no hesitancy about judging their wisdom and the results of the actions taken. And he goes on to talk about how it's really evil. Page 285. What the trilateralists truly intend is the creation of a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. They believe the abundant materialism they propose to create will overwhelmingly existing differences, and managers and creators of the system, they will rule the future. Here's another one, page 286. David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski found Jimmy Carter in him their ideal candidate. They helped him win the nomination and the presidency. To accomplish this purpose, they mobilized the power and the money power of Wall Street bankers, the intellectual influence of the academic community, which is subservient to the wealth of the great tax-free foundations, and the media controllers represented in the membership of the Council on Foreign Relations and CFR, or CFR Interlateral Commission. Continuing, page 299, we have arrived at our present position of peril in a world and at home because our leaders have refused to tell us the truth unless we, who profess to believe in freedom, wake up. The world is headed for a period of slavery. He wrote this back in the 1970s, 1979. That's excerpts of the No Apologies, the personal and political memoirs of United States Senator Barry M. Goldwater, 1979. And a lot of people think, well, if the TV says it, that's establishment. I'll go with that and I'll be establishment. No, you're following the edicts and the ideas of radical globalists who are anti-human and who see you as dog meat. And they've been very good at making it all look very reasonable what they're doing. All right, I'm going to your calls and a bunch of other news ahead of Stuart Rhodes joining us to break down what's happening. Constitutional law scholar, Yale graduate, top of his class, Army paratrooper, Ranger, the whole nine yards. Worked for Ron Paul for many years. We'll get his take on Ron Paul up front. Then we'll get into his thesis paper a decade or so ago, getting into martial law, how it can be brought to America, the NDAA, and the fact that you can't legalize tyranny. So that's coming up with Stuart Rhodes, and we'll also take some calls towards the end of the interview with Stuart. But here we are now, an hour and 36 minutes into the transmission, or 37 minutes in, and I haven't plugged anything. A, everything I promote and plug. When you hear me intro something, you hear me promoting something with my voice, it means I believe in it. Now, you can take that for what it's worth, but whatever I promote, I'm into it. And you heard a caller a few days ago. I meant to elaborate on it, and I didn't. Say, Alex, I have your bumper sticker, Infowars.com, on my car. And everywhere I go, the police are fans, because there's a lot of good police out there. And people at the university are listeners. And he said, you know, every four or five people I talk to, at least one of them's a listener now. You're really starting to reach critical mass. Yeah, not only do you support us when you buy an Infowars.com t-shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people. You want to meet people that are into liberty? Wear an Infowars.com shirt. Have an Infowars.com bumper sticker. Have an In the Fed sticker. And we sell a whole bunch of bumper stickers at cost, by the way. We've just gotten some new bumper stickers in, some new designs, by the way. So they're at cost, what it cost us. In fact, they tried to get me to raise the prices a little bit back in the warehouse because they're like, you're actually losing money on this. But the point is, I want to get this information out, and that's how we reach new people. That's why when I say, when you buy my films, get them, make copies. Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, the film I produced, Invisible Empire, which is excellent. Give them to people. Air them on Access TV. Again, we have this idea that we all have to beat the New World Order by ourselves overnight. There's not some dragon we can't corner in some cave and stab it in the heart. Well, then I'm not going to do it. Civilizations are built and tyrannies are defeated inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, millimeter by millimeter. And right now, we're gaining thousands of miles on the New World Order. I mean, the New World Order is stalling and trying to get everything done right now because it's running out of grease. It's like a big metal machine that's seizing up. Meanwhile, oil's pumping through us. I mean, we're getting more and more powerful, stronger and stronger. That's why the cornered rat that still has a lot of power is going to pull out all the stops. I mean, we are at an amazing threshold. Flashpoint, jump point, crossroads, tectonic shift, quickening, climax, acceleration, great time of change. Did I say quickening? I mean, it's here. And it's just going to get wilder, as I keep telling you. We're going to look back on 2012 as a cakewalk. But in all that adversity comes great opportunity. I mean, we were dying because we were living in slow death, slow New World Order, hidden. Now it's coming out in the open. Now it's saying, okay, we tried to be cloaked to sell our agenda, but that didn't work. So now we're uncloaking. Look at how scary we are. Look at all the murders and death and evil. Aren't you intimidated? And people are going, no, I'm not intimidated. I mean, really, at the moment that they uncloak themselves as the vampire-like, psychic vampire globalists they are, as they uncloak themselves, are we supposed to now all just run under the table? Or get mad at the messenger? No. This is what you were born to do. You were born to be here now. You're part of a generation that's seeing shifts in technology and culture and computing power that is going to just exponentially get wilder. We are involved in an amazing time, and it's just going to get wilder and crazier and stranger and more fantastical by the minute. And you notice some people are waking up to that and going, wow, others are getting more complacent. Things are boring. Nothing's going on. I'm sick of my iPad. Those are zombies, folks, totally in the Matrix. I mean, this morning I walked out on the back porch and it was a frosty morning, giant moon in the sky, champagne sunrise, cup of coffee, 6 a.m., and I was just like, wow. The leafless black woods, the hill, watched a horse and a donkey in the ranch across from me, nibbling at the grass, heard coyotes howling, turkeys gobbling. It's unbelievable. And you can walk out anywhere you want and see beauty. One place you really see it is in the electric inquisitiveness and goodness of a child's eyes. And it is for the children that we do what we do. So don't let this train pass you by. Don't sit on the sidelines while the greatest events in human history are just beginning to unfold. It's like the concert and you've heard them warming up. And it's an interesting sound, but suddenly the music is coming alive with the opening ballad. And this whole thing is about to begin. The good, the bad, the ugly. All of it in this huge passion play with real people on the stage, a planet hurtling through space at tens of thousands of miles an hour, circling a giant ball of flame with the nebulas and the universe all around us and our wives and our husbands and our grandparents and our ancestors before and streaming out our progeny to come. It's unbelievable. I mean, and these idiots don't know that there isn't a creator of all of this. They can't resonate with it and feel it. You know what's good. You know what's bad. You know the law of the universe. You know ugly from beauty. You know innocence from corruption. All right, I'm going to stop preaching. The point is that I was going to do a short plug for Waking People Up, books, videos, and you support us, Infowars.com, the t-shirts, all of it. And we're running that special for a few more weeks where you can get all of my films for 70%+ off the Everything Special. Great weapon in the Infowar. We've also got a bunch of new films we're carrying, like A Noble Lie, the Oklahoma City Inside Job movie. Excellent to expose the vampires. And, there it is. Okay, I'm done plugging. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Rocco, thank you for holding from North Carolina. instead of how about them Bears or how about them Cowboys, how about that Ron Paul? They just keep saying he can't win. The underdog is rising. What do you say about that?
Oh, we know some people are talking the truth, but we're not going to hear that in corporate media. It may be a coincidence, Alex, but I don't know if you visited WorldNet Daily's website. It really looks like InfoWars now. They redid the whole website, but the content doesn't. They ran a hit piece yesterday called Ron Paul Saul Alinsky. It was terrible. The good thing is, though, they did put up comments. They didn't take them down. You know, people, I was putting up links and stuff. But, again, it looks like InfoWars, but the content's not quite there yet.
Well, I mean, Joseph Farah overall walks a line between being kind of neocon, pro-war, because he is Lebanese, and I know the Lebanese Christians have been persecuted, and that does happen. And so, you know, he is kind of a Likudnik. You know, he's super pro what you'd call right-wing Israel, but it's left-wing, right-wing. It's all made up. And then separately, they do a lot of, you know, anti-globalist stuff over the years. And I think overall, WorldNet Daily has done a good job. I mean, you know, they've done more harm than good. Obviously, people are too weak-minded, a lot of them, to really face the truth. I mean, the truth is horrific. I mean, I was on more radio stations 12 years ago or 11 years ago than I am now. Now I'm on a lot bigger ones and stuff, so we have more, exponentially more listeners. And we're on XM and a lot of other stuff, but and number one on the internet. But, stations were calling when I was saying 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, I saw Building 7 blow up. I had all the evidence, and they were calling saying, they all thought I was going to stop. They said, tell Mr. Jones that, you know, he's going to stop that or he won't be on next week. And I said, well, just tell him, sorry, I'm not going to stop. And I said, if you got a problem with that, Ted, I'll just leave. And he said, no, I'm going to back your First Amendment. I'm not saying you should stop. We're just getting all these calls. And I called a few of the stations, and I said, look, here's the evidence. They said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the evidence. I just can't have this. And I'm like, I understand. Just, I'm not trying to get in your face. I'm not trying to, you know, say I'm going to do what I want just to be naughty. I cannot sell out what I believe to be true. Okay, I cannot compromise that. Just not going to happen. And so about 70% of the stations I was on dumped my show. Everybody was like, aha, look at Alex Jones. I didn't even think about it. I mean, it's not debatable. Why even be on the air if you're not telling the truth? Why even be on the air if you're not going the hard places? But I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, can I plug a website, Local Patriots in North Carolina?
Sure, go ahead.
It's founderstruth.org, founderstruth.org. We're educating voters, trying to get voters to think in terms of the Constitution, and we're looking for candidates we can support that will support the Constitution locally.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. I've been really ranting here. Don in Michigan, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just a couple quick points and then a question for you, explaining to the listeners. One thing is listen at work. I mean, this is so simple. I take my iPhone. I have a little speaker I plug into it. I'm only allowed to listen at break and lunch, but I take advantage of that. And I can't even tell you how many people that have woken up there. I'd have to sit there and try to tally it out. But at first they kind of laugh. They go, oh, what are you listening to? And then pretty soon they're intrigued and they listen. So that's my point there. That work is a good advantage on your break time, freedom of speech. Second point is with saying America's gone. Both my parents are gone, bless their souls. And I can plaster their picture in every room all over every wall. And that doesn't bring them back, but I can believe in their idea, and I can revive that and make that relevant. So,
well, that's how you honor your ancestors, is by being a person that stands up against evil. I mean, and that's why they say honor your forebears, honor your family name. I mean, it's so simple. That's all we've got, and that's so valuable. And sell all that out for some plastic Hollywood crud, this fake culture?
Exactly. I miss them dearly, just like I do miss America. But I can keep them around. I can revive them. I can revive the idea, just like you said. It is that easy. And my question is, explain to people the delegates and the whole voting process, because I think everybody gets nervous and scared. Oh, nope, Romney won New Hampshire. It's over.
No, Ron Paul, especially if he has such a big ground force, can actually get even more delegates than even what his percentage showed. And he did that in Iowa, too. And people have got to go. They've got to be involved. And they've got to be delegates. That way, when they try to steal it from Ron Paul or whatever coming up at the convention, Ron Paul people can basically do a lot of things. They could force Ron Paul onto the VP. He probably wouldn't do that though with somebody like Romney, and Romney wouldn't do that. I mean, who knows what can happen? They keep telling us he can't win, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We just expect he can't. But we see that we're on the verge of breaking that hoax right now. And if we can make the hoax fully fall, we've blown big holes in it, but it hadn't fallen completely, it will then boomerang and backfire like judo on the globalist, and will send Ron Paul over the top. All right, we'll be right back with more of your phone calls. And we've got a guest come up in about 15 minutes. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ron Paul, for 35 years or so, has been trying to wake people up about liberty. Then he got challenged to run for Congress. And look now where he is and what he's done. Think of what you're going to do by being involved. You got to think big, but long term. And as long as you wake just a few people up, like the caller said earlier, and know that others are doing that, it's just exponential. And I talk to people in grocery stores. I talk to people at restaurants. I talk to people at the park. I mean, people come up to me, hey, who are already awake. I take time to talk to them because I appreciate the fact that they care about reality. I appreciate the fact that we're growing our numbers to face down this evil. Yeah, the government's passing laws saying it can arrest us and throw away the key. That just proves they're a bunch of crooks. It shouldn't scare us because we already knew they were crooks. They're just making sure and confessing, publicly confessing. You should be afraid of not facing them down and getting people ready to defeat these people. You don't protect yourself from tyrants by running and hiding. They always run wild in countries where people roll over. We're not going to roll over. You're like, yeah, but the public's a bunch of sheep. If 30, 40, 50% doesn't know how to brush their teeth, it's not our fault. They're not in the game. You go to a basketball game, there's 10,000 people in the stands. But there's a fraction of that on the floor. Okay? So I'm going to say it again, folks. Engage. Get involved. That's what it's going to take. Let's go to Gary in Ohio. Gary, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. What are you talking about? Let's get engaged. Let's do it right now. People who study the New World Order, I understand there's different factions within the New World Order. And if you study them very deeply, you understand there's one thing they can't lie about, and that's dates. You talked about Al-Qaeda being a Pentagon puppet before. Well, if you look at the date Al-Qaeda was established, August 11th, 1988, remember that number 11? Because the two biggest attacks in Al-Qaeda's history, what they're known for, is an attack on 9-11, which around the world is known as 9-11, and an attack 911 days later in Madrid on 3-11. When you go around and you look at the New World Order, you notice they start planning attacks on certain days, Alex. And since you're born on the 11th, I'm sure you understand a little bit.
You know, I know that the global controllers are totally obsessed with numerology, and they really believe in it. I don't spend my time in things like that one way or the other. I mean, I know they believe in it. I know they think it's sacred geometry and all this stuff. But there's also a lot of big dates where people think things are going to happen and they don't. But I know Madrid, it even came out in the Spanish papers, was a government operation. They were running an anti-terror drill. It turned out it was the cops that did it. And then they blew up some patsies in a building to blame it on them. I know 7-7, the head guy was MI6, who was running the patsies. It appears they were part of a drill. Some of them escaped. So they were shot at Canary Wharf. That all came out in the news but was buried. The British government actually arrested the guy that made a video about it, exposing it. Incredible. But I actually went over to London right after it happened to cover it. We covered it in my film Terror Storm. But that's basically it. On the issue of dates, I just look at the facts of the case versus what dates they do it. I mean, look at 7-7, 3-11, 9-11. You're right. Anything else?
Well, if you look at there's different days of doing it. If you look at, like, for, not just the 11th, the 29th, 2 plus 9 equals 11. That's the day they crashed the Wall Street on 10-29, 1929. If you look at last year, on your birthday, they ousted Mubarak on 2-11, and that ousted Mubarak got
all the... Stay there. We'll come back and talk about it on the other side.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.